91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday here on KXCI. Joining me today is Dylan Hutchison. He is a senior in neurobiology at the University of Arizona. He's come down to tell us a little bit about what he's been working on at the university. Thank you so much for coming in. So you're a senior at the U of A and studying neurobiology. Tell me what that's like.
It's a very interdisciplinary field. When you're in neurobiology in particular, you're not just studying biology and you're not just studying neurons. You need to understand things about electrical circuits, so physics. You need to understand biophysics. Ideally, you'd understand biochemistry. It'd be great to understand chemistry also for neurotransmitters. And of course, also, I'm forgetting a huge part, which are cognitive science, psychology. So you can pretty much come from any background, computer science, anything, and go into neurobiology, and you can make a difference. So it's amazing how interdisciplinary it is.
So where do your interests mostly lie?
My interests lie, I think, more in the chemical molecular part of anything in science. Mm-hmm. For example, in neurobiology, my most expansive research had been done in single proteins for neurobiology. So that's more like biochemistry.
What does a day in the lab look like for you?
So for my most extensive lab work, we have cell culturing. It's kind of like having a pet, really. You have mm-hmm. to keep them alive and healthy. Therefore, experimentation. So I take care of those cells, and then I would do lots of calculations, calibrations, essentially, plan things out, set up reactions, and then make sure I'm like at least a week ahead or something, mm-hmm. and do a lot of testing and a lot of theoretical work, and then go home late at night.
And then ultimately, what would you like to do with your career?
For a long time, I was considering a medical school as more than as my primary interest. Mm-hmm. After a lot of very critical thinking about life in general, and mostly from having research experience, I would want to do something which I think allows me to still make a difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit less stressful, I'm thinking about doing research, ultimately, graduate work in something like environmental health, studying maybe like neurotoxins in the environment. Honestly, my number one ambition is to do a master's program in environmental science, environmental chemistry emphasis at the U of A, where I'd be studying just that, environmental health for neurotoxins. It's in Flint, Michigan, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I think I could implement my interest in health, taking care of people, background in neurobiology, chemistry. It seems most fitting to me, both my heart and mind.
So speaking of Flint, Michigan, since that's a big topic in the news, what are you feeling about what's going on there?
I think it's a complete tragedy. Mm-hmm. And it could totally been avoided. I guess it kind of gets me to not political, but kind of sad societal views when I think about it, because I guess it reminds me that there are so many things I want to do in life, and that I want to make sure that what I'm doing makes me happy and I can still help people.
And do you listen to music?
Definitely, yeah.
What kind of music do you like?
I would say I listen to a lot of classical music. Mm-hmm. My favorite composer is Frédéric Chopin. But recently I'm trying to listen, being more modern, I guess. And there's a nonprofit organization I really like. It's called Playing for Change. And I love their songs. They're all about love and peace mm-hmm. and stuff. And that's great. Who doesn't like that? And they help out the world. So I'm listening to that. And
well, great. Well, thanks for coming in, Dylan.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. And also joining us today is Carol Bender. She's going to let us know you have a big conference coming up for UBURP.
We do have a big conference coming up. And in fact, it was just 2 years ago now when our 25th conference, we advertised it on our listserv, and that's how we started Thesis Thursday.
Yeah. And you've been coming in ever since, bringing us incredible students, and it's been such a lovely journey. Tell us a little bit what folks can expect at the conference.
Absolutely. So if you've been listening to Thesis Thursday, you've been hearing one student at a time. And if you come to the conference on Saturday, this Saturday, which is the 23rd of January, mm-hmm. You can see the posters of 138 students all presenting the work that they've been involved in, including Dylan, who you just heard.
Awesome. What time should we be there?
You can come from 12 to 1. We're going to have some hands-on science activities, so great for kids. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have our keynote speaker, who's one of our alums and a phenomenal, very interesting guy. His name is Dr. Munir Kusa. Mm-hmm. And then from 2 to 5, students will be presenting their work. So we would love to have everybody come down. It's free, open to the public, and I guarantee you that you'll learn something.
Okay, thanks, Carol.
Okay, thank you.